Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Mission Minded Monday, as we are taking a look at praying for the different salvation accounts we find in the New Testament. We are looking at Acts chapter 3 and 4. And in Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 16, it says this: "Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, 'Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.'" And then in Acts chapter 4, verse number 4, after Peter and John are put in prison for these very words, here's the conversion: "However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. So would you pray with me at this time, and thanks to God for the salvation account found in Acts chapter 3 and 4. Father in heaven, we thank you for the first century church and the example that we have in your word of them and how they knew their mission and how they began and continued to fulfill their mission while they lived on this earth. We thank you for this example found in Acts chapter 3 and 4 of those who were willing to be added to your church and to your kingdom, their willingness to see what they had done wrong and to do whatever it was you wanted them to do to make it right. And Father, we thank you for the words of Peter that led them to believing in Jesus, and not just a mere mental assent, but an obedience to the gospel. And we can know that they were baptized into Christ in order to receive the forgiveness of their sins. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for their example. And Father, we pray that everyone would look at these accounts with open hearts, to be studying your word without bias, but seeking the truth of the matter, to ask the right questions about what they are studying, and to ask you in prayer for wisdom to find the truth. And once they found the truth, that they would seek to tell others about it with an urgency and a concern for souls. Father, we thank you for these examples of salvation that we can look to and be the church of the Bible as well. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. Sweet.